Today's program is brought to you by TechServe. For more information, visit techserve.com.
Let's go out to eat and get some meat. Turkey and jam, macaroni and ham. Say, do you like steak? I can surely make. If you hear me now, sing it loud for me, crowd.
Listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman, and I'm back for another week of radio in Roberta's Restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And today I'm joined by Queens Bass Group Children of the Night. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're missing someone, but would y'all like to go ahead and introduce yourselves and talk about what your music's about?
Well, I'm Remy Banks.
Not Morgan Freeman. I'm Lansky Jones.
And Nash and Nigel's on his way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's here, but he's here.
So, tell me about how the group came about.
We started, me and Nigel were graph writers, and we had a little group called Cotton, and then we'd always be rapping, though, like ever since like the middle of high school. And we just thought Cotton was a cool name to name a rap group. And eventually, long story short, we found Remy Banks and we became a trio.
They found me on the doorstep. I was on the doorstep in an adult sized cradle.
Yeah.
On the doorstep.
And we named him and then he started rapping.
You will rap.
So tell me about.
Picture that.
Tell me about you guys just released. A great mixtape. Is that the proper term?
Yeah, it's like an album. Yeah,
an album.
More like album.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
But
it's cool.
Yeah, but Queens Revisited. Yeah. Tell me what's on the album and what's the inspiration behind it.
Well, I guess you could say the inspiration behind that album was this like rejuvenation of Queens, like this new renaissance that's happening right now as far as, you know, the young demographic goes. They're venturing off into different boroughs, and then it's, you know, making the borough more identify Queens more, because they're starting to embrace the borough more. Mm-hmm. Instead of wanting to be from the city or wanting to be from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So we took all those elements because we've been traveling, and then we were like, you know what, we need to make a project that's gonna project our lives in our borough to the world. So that's how the project really came about, and the songs, that's why the songs are the way they are.
Yeah, so, I mean, what is the Queens Renaissance, if you will? Like, what is happening in Queens right now?
A lot of different artists are emerging, you know, with the, the first artist to really, like, start putting Queens back on the map was probably Action Bronson. And, and his whole team and everything. And then, you know, we have World's Fair, you know, which includes Children of the Night, Cody Beware, Jeff Donner, and Prince Samo. And there's some other artists in Queens that are emerging, like that. Two-thirds of that's racist.
Yeah. They're doing their thing. Baby Gandhi.
And Big Baby Gandhi. Can't be a big baby.
Has Action Bronson taught you any cooking tips?
Well, you spoke about food with him once. We were all gonna go eat chimmy, and he drove us fucking sloppy.
He drove us. Yeah, he drove us from the West way back to Queens one night, and I don't know. We were gonna go get chimmy. Yeah, he was like, "Nah, but it's too fucking sloppy. I don't want this. I want that shit, but you know, it's sloppy." Yeah, he's a funny dude though, man. Shouts to the homie, man.
Well, so, okay, you guys grew up in Queens, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm originally from Roosevelt Island.
That's Queens.
Oh, yeah, say that.
That's Queens. That's Queens.
We'll make the exception.
Okay,
but,
cool.
So what do you love about Queens? Because this, when I listen to this album, it's definitely, I only go to Queens every once in a while to eat some food, and it's amazing.
Yeah, that's what's great about Queens.
But I know nothing about Queens, that's so like tell me what's up, like what's good?
It's... Queens is the melting pot. You have so many different ethnicities, so many different types of, like, so many types of, like, I guess you say, so many types of people, like, different people that wear different clothing, people that listen to different music. It just full of different people. Then, you know, you got St. John's University, which welcomes out of, you know, out of town. There's people from all over the country, people from other countries. Mm-hmm. They go to school, and then they're around the borough as well. You know, some live in Jamaica, some live in Kew Gardens, some live in Forest Hills. So Queens is just, it's the melting pot. So many different things to explore in, the in one borough.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, if you don't... Yeah, it really is a melting pot, though. Like, if you, like, if you go to, like, if, especially if you went to school here, like high school, you see people from, like, all different ethnic backgrounds, like, merging into one place, you know, because they're from different areas of Queens, which each has their own, you know, kinds of cultures and people, you know, ethnicities.
Okay, so on sort of the most perfect Queens day, what's your best idea of, like, what you would do all day?
Probably wake up, shower, go to Lemon Ice King, get a nice icy, and, you know, with a nice little lady or something like that. Take a walk through Flushing Meadows. Get all real cheesy and sappy. Go get a slice of pizza from Danny's, maybe. Then hit LIC or something like that. Go look at, you know, the view, city skyline at the piers. Pretty rad.
We have a new guest in the studio. How are you?
Hey, everybody. My name is Nancy Nigel, and I was very late, and I apologize.
Thank you
for
coming. Welcome, welcome. We're talking about Queens right now.
Oh, I'm from Queens.
How strange.
Yeah, that's weird.
We're talking about your perfect day in Queens. What do you do?
My perfect day in Queens, I just wake up, and I'll walk over to the Queens Museum, and I'll tell a pretty little lady to meet me there. I'm pretty sure they said their stories with pretty
about,
ladies.
I was about to say one, too.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's cool.
And, yeah, we'll just, like, walk around a park, probably walk on over to Lemon Ice Kings, like he said. And from there, probably walk over to Roosevelt and grab some dinner or something. Or lunch, depending what time.
Did you go to Eddie's? No. I don't really go to Eddie's.
Right.
Yeah, what would you do?
I mean, I'm a simple guy. At the end of the day, I like to wake up on a perfect day. I'd wake up at, like, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd try to, you know, maybe meet up with a beautiful woman, go to hit up POPO's. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to beautiful women.
Shout out to Green Sauce and beautiful women.
I need to move to Queens.
You definitely do.
Right. So what's you guys are clearly romantics at heart.
Yeah.
You do talk a lot about ladies.
Yeah,
you can
see
your
that.
Music.
Yeah.
What's like the perfect date in Queens? Beyond what you just said, like, where do you take a lady out to dinner? Huh. What do you guys eat? What's a no-no and what's like?
It depends on the lady. And it depends on how long you see yourself with the lady.
Yeah, I mean, you could take it to you could take it to BBQ's, or you could take it to, I don't know.
Like, Danny's is always the trick. I win hearts over with Danny's.
What is Danny's? Tell
Danny's
me about it.
Danny's is the best pizza, in my opinion.
In his opinion.
In my opinion.
Stress
you know
that.
I'm saying?
Stress that.
In the world. But it's in Kew Gardens. It's a family-owned pizzeria that's been around for years. And they make their own sauce, which is like the key, basically. You know, the bread isn't too hard, isn't too soft. It's like perfect. And their pesto slices are on point as well. It's a nice little environment. And they're open till 4 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. So you can't beat that.
I would take him to Leo's, actually. It's on 104th in Corona. And it's an Italian sandwich spot. And they specialize like in just regular like turkey, provolone, stuff like that. It's pretty good. And it's right next to like a bakery, and you can sit in the bakery, which is fun.
I'm all about the Peruvian food, so probably go to Pollo Inca right there on what was that, Kew Gardens? I guess, yeah. It's by the Sam Ash on Queens Boulevard. That place is amazing.
What would you eat?
Chicken and rice, beans, tostones if you're feeling festive, and also some
a
lot of green sauce, extra green sauce. That's all, man. I'm a simple man. Maybe some avocado slices too, you know, because those are kind of like impressive. You know, you bring avocado slices out, you pretty much got that in the bag.
She's definitely gonna fall in love with you with avocado. I was waiting for like, so is Chinese food off limits?
That's an every night thing.
Shout outs to Fanshun.
Shout outs to New Land Brothers, aka Fanshun.
We could call it that.
I'm just saying that's what it's known as in the neighborhood.
Remy's more old school.
It's so good.
What have you been to Spicy and Tasty? Have you done that?
Spicy and Tasty. Afan has. He's one of our managers over here.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah, he's a spicy food connoisseur. Him and Jeff Donner, they like
spicy food. I love spicy food, though. I mean, the only thing I don't really stay away from is like Thai food for some reason. I don't like that peanut oil, peanut sauce, whatever they use.
That peanut-based stuff, yeah.
I'm not crazy about that.
Scary.
I love Indian food, though.
Would you eat garlic on a first date? Raw garlic?
Nah.
That's hard. Mince, right?
You don't do that. That's something you just don't do. That's forbidden. That's in the guidebook.
I really don't care.
I just make sure I have mints or some kind of like something that'll get rid of that flavor, that taste, that breath. You know what I'm saying?
Some banaca.
Yeah. That works.
So we're gonna take a really quick break, but can you guys talk a little bit about the song we're gonna listen to during the break?
Northern.
Yeah, this song, Northern Playlistic, is gonna be the summer anthem for all you young babies and baby rats. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a really good song, Northern Playlistic. Children of the Night.
It's about ladies too.
it's all about the ladies. All right.
It is about the ladies.
Well, you're listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. Keep it locked.
I know you see me calling you. Yeah, keep pressing ignore. Real motherfucking funny. Fuck you, fuck your mother, fuck everyone around you. I don't give a fuck. I know you fucking that dumb bitch at your motherfucking job. Yeah, I hope she suck your dick real well, motherfucker. I'm
so
out.
So tell me what you wanna do. Girl, that spotlight's on you. So hide it, little off me. Run around with your full few. Oh, now I don't care. You can't stress that shorty if you're going gray hair. Red flag pyro. On the next one, where your head at? Upgrade to the best. Now, dead dad, let's go. I call that my iPhone Mac with no migraines. Give me head to fall back. Girl, be the next move. Yeah, smooth. Ask about lens, but shoot, what's live? So we get spread, does he really get by? He smoke the best weed, does he really get high? Early pussy, does he really get live? Tell me all of that, you really gon' buy? Fuck that, go ahead, live your life. She straight getting bent with me. And she wanna be down with the rest of the team. First thing work out, do that to me. Push up on a nigga, do sex with me. It's ecstasy without ecstasy. No whipping up eggs, you best believe that breakfast had be the recipe. At all hours, call my number. Then come over and call at work. That's my intern. And in turn, I might hire her on turn. Nice sip of the sour roll. Lance Jones, just hit the phone. And if you with it, you with it. Just let a nigga know.
So tell me where you be at. In the back, VIP, rolling tight, sipping nice, living life. What you like? Tell me where you be at. In the back, VIP, rolling tight, sipping nice, living life. What you like? Tell me where the hell you been.
Posted on the corner with my niggas.
Tell me where the hell you been.
In the city shopping, spending figures.
Tell me where the hell you been.
Sipping Henny, drunk up in the club.
Tell me where the hell you been.
Buffing chronic till we high as fuck.
You already know that Remy Banks be on his pimp shit. Got bitches going wild in different states. You must respect it. Nobody moves as smooth as I do. I'm like a phantom. I'm in it and then I'm gross. That's why most these women can't stand them. But they love the way I put it down.
Every time I hit them up.
But hate it when I'm not around.
That's why they always trying to cuff.
To lock me down and keep me from making my rounds. But I got moves to make. Fuck movies and dinner dates. Allow me to demonstrate my pimpery at its finest. Rolling multiple joints just so I can be the highest. While she's sucking me, I'm feeling at ease. Just like I'm flying. Cruising through different altitudes, busting up and I'm gliding. Oh, they hit the streets and do what a nigga gotta do. Write these rhymes and rock these shows, mobbing parties with the crew. Hennessy sipping, smashing.
Man, I need a new computer. I guess I'm going to have to go to the Apple Store.
What? Don't go to the Apple Store. Go to TechServe.
What's TechServe? I thought Apple Store was the only choice.
No, you're crazy. TechServe is so much better than the Apple Store. They're New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. Plus, the store is really cool. You got to go check it out. They're located at 119 West 23rd Street.
Well, that settles it. I'm headed to TechServe.
TechServe is a proud sponsor of HeritageRadioNetwork.org. For more information, visit TechServe.com. That's TechServe.com.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to You Look Hungry on Hello. Heritage Radio Network.
How are you?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman is in the house, and I'm still your host, Helen Holliman, and today I'm joined by Queens-based hip-hop group Children of the Night.
What up, what up, what up?
And today is a Queen-centric show. We're talking all about food, how to fall in love in Queens. I want to know, what are you drinking? Where are you drinking?
Oh, man, we're drinking all over.
I don't really drink much, so you can ask Nasty Nigel that question.
I drink at this little pub called Grandstand on Grand Avenue, right off of Queens Boulevard. And it's a nice little pub. Everybody knows each other. I don't fit in, but nobody there fits in. It's really weird how it works. And they're really nice. They always greet you with a drink, and whenever you leave, they give you one drink, and it's on the house. Really nice people.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How do they make any money?
Oh, I have no idea. It's probably like the Irish mob that funds it.
It's definitely a front for
That's
something.
That's a front. Yeah.
Because there's no way that place is staying in business for so long.
Well, I don't think that. I think that they make money. I don't want to say
Maybe
that.
Locals, yeah, I guess. I'm here, like,
there's a lot of it's an Irish
I'm
area.
I'm here shitting on them.
I'm saying it's a dominantly Irish area.
Yeah.
And you know Irish people like to drink.
And I love to drink, so it works out.
I love to drink too, man, so that's something we have in common. So
getting back to the album and everything that y'all are doing, like, what have you been up to lately? Tell me what you're working on.
As far as music?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a lot of paintings I'm working on too. But that's something else. I'm working on we're working on the next project. You know, we got this one album deal with Young One Records, and you know, it's gonna be an interesting project, especially right after Queens Revisited. Definitely learned a lot from making that album. So but right now we're just trying to promote Queens Revisited as much as possible.
Yeah. Get on the road. Do some shows around the country. Build that buzz up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you guys another good project.
Where are some of your favorite cities you like to travel to when you're on the road, and like, why?
London's great. LA's great. Austin was fun.
Chicago's fun.
I never get it. They went. These two, Remy and Nadja, went twice. I never got to go.
Chicago's actually, great. So. Yeah.
And San Francisco, I just went there for the first time, and it's beautiful. I wanted to stay.
Yeah. Whoop de whoop. I want to go
the
there.
Bay Area is really cool.
New Jersey's cool.
Yeah, Hoboken. Whoop whoop. That's the only place I've been to, New Jersey. But they got good pizza over there.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Good meatball grinders.
I don't know. Mm. Probably flooded from Staten Island onto Jersey, though. I'm not going to give New Jersey that that title of good pizza. Yeah.
That's true.
Staten.
Is it hoagie, grinder, or sub?
Well, depends where you are.
I just call it hero.
Philly, yeah. Hoagie, here, hero. Sub, south, they call them subs.
Yeah. I call them heroes.
Yeah, I call them heroes.
I call them heroes.
So, okay, writing your lyrics... How do you guys come up with these songs? Clearly, ladies are an influence.
Well, every project, a lady has influenced our verses for some reason.
Whether negative or positive.
Yeah. But I guess you could say just our everyday lives inspire our lyrics, and then we'll all meet up at the cave, and we'll play a beat, and then Lance will be like, whew, I got an idea. What's the idea?
And usually they shut it down. They shut my ideas down. But sometimes they.
Or usually he just starts rapping about rom-coms, and I'm just like, yes, that's what you need to rap about.
And then they're like, oh, they don't like my idea. I'm like, all right, so you think of an idea, and I just storm out.
out of his own little area.
Yeah. What rom-coms?
Rom-coms.
You seem like a Sandra Bullock type of. Well, I guess she's not really rom-com.
Occasionally, I mentioned they're saying that because I mentioned this that I was watching with a girl, a Jennifer Aniston flick with Gerard Butler. I forgot the name of it, though. But I mentioned it in one of the songs we have for World's Fair, so.
Oh, is that the one where he's a hitman or something? Or?
Yeah, he's a hitman. Yeah. Like, first they were all in love, and then they were just shooting each other. And I don't really pay attention to it, to be honest with you.
Are you guys into cooking? Do you guys cook at home?
Well, the only thing I could cook is... scrambled eggs, but I like to get really nice with the scrambled eggs. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll dice up some ham, throw it in there. I'll, you know, put some cinnamon on top while they're cooking. Add a little flavor to it. Yeah. Well, you know what? I think I'm gonna patent that because every time I mention that, people look at me like I'm crazy, and then when I make it, they're like, "Fuck,
that is good.
This shit is delicious."
I'm sorry. I make these peanut butter and bacon sandwiches that are amazing. They're to die for. I don't know why you guys haven't had it before. And I know how to fry.
I know you heard you. This is like your secret.
I know, right?
Salami and plátano. That's all I know how to do. That's it.
The first time I had that, it was at your crib.
Yeah. My grandma served it to us while we were, like, just chilling on the floor watching TV.
I just started cooking eggs and like finding different ways to make eggs, like throwing different things that I find in the pantry in the eggs, like, you know, like chili powder and like adobo and like I don't know, like different things. But no, but trust me, I have a good sense of these things, of what spices to include, and it usually comes out pretty good. I mean, once it was a little too strong. Once I made for this chick, but it was,
she probably left.
She said it was good, but I knew it wasn't. She was lying.
Well, you know, eggs are the hardest thing to cook. Like, once you master eggs, you can cook
anything.
Yeah,
I mastered that shit.
Yeah. And I started making burgers last summer. I almost burned the house down at like 4 a.m. one time. It's crazy. Like, the fire alarm went off and all that. Smoke alarm. So. And that wasn't cool. Especially my mom running down like, "What the fuck are you doing?" But I know I can cook if I really try.
And are you? You're painting too. So no. No. You're just a very deep person.
Yeah, he's very, very deep. Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Hello.
So tell me what you think. You know, the quote unquote Renaissance in Queens. Like, what do you think that is in part to? Besides y'all,
I guess you could say it's like every borough. Because, like, if you look at the 90s, everything, people will look back on Queens and they automatically think Mobb Deep, Nas, like 90s stuff.
Yeah.
And if you look at Harlem, you automatically think Big L, or you think Dipset, like Cameron, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, if you were to ask somebody, "Oh, like, what's Harlem like?" they'll bring up ASAP. If you ask somebody, "What's Brooklyn like?" they'll bring up Esquire or this new kid, Joey Badass. But then, you know, if you look at Queens, it's like question marks, but now we're here to remove that question mark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every borough has a new, it's like a new golden era, basically, that's happening in each borough, which is going to eventually bring New York back to where it used to be.
And everyone's, like, fucking with each other, so it's cool. It's different than what it was like when we were growing up. Because when we were growing up, New York didn't fuck with each other like that. The South fucked with each other.
Unity! So,
yeah, exactly.
Late 90s to, like, late 2000.
What artists inspire you growing up? Like, old school.
Damn. Fab Five Freddy. Nah, let me stop.
How old are you? 46?
Yeah, man. I've been lying about my age this whole time. Nah, let me stop. Like, you know, Mobb Deep, Nas,
Chef, Create, nah. Yeah. You want me to talk?
Oh, yeah, Lansky loves Cormega.
Yeah, whatever, man. I like Cormega. you know, like all the Queensbridge artists, De La, Tribe, obviously.
Shout out to Deftones.
You know, MF Doom.
Doom.
Yeah, Beat Nuts. Pharoah Monch.
Yeah.
The Roots.
Boom. R. Kelly.
Black Star.
I love R. Kelly, man.
OC.
R. Kelly.
DITC.
Well, play what?
So your song.
Bunch of things, man. Biggie Smalls.
Who?
Jay-Z.
Who besides y'all should I be listening to right now that you're really stoked about?
Cody Beware, Jeff Donna, Prince Samo, which is a world fan. You should be listening to them.
Mr. Motherfucking X-Squire.
X-Squire is, yeah, he's tight. He's so good.
Who else? That's Racist, of course. Lacutus, the whole Greedhead camp.
Lacutus is actually like, he's about to blow up. He just doesn't know it yet. Cause he has this, like, he's like a model, he's a rapper inside of a model's body, so it's like, it's kind of weird.
With crazy hair.
Yeah. And then you got Flatbush Zombies.
Oh yeah, like, can't Flatbush.
Flatbush.
Explain what World's Fair is to listeners out there.
That's me or a fawn. No, World's Fair. It's basically a bunch of us. We're friends. Right while we were being rappers, but we've been friends for a pretty long time, and we all decided to just get together and, you know, I guess join all of our forces and you know, just take on the evildoers.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? Do you guys like hang out and?
Oh, we're always together.
We hang out way more than we make music. That's a horrible thing.
We've been recording a lot more.
We've been recording more lately ever since we decided to be World's Fair. But
all we used to do before that was just drink.
Get drunk.
Get high and eat. Yeah, and just eat all over Queens.
Always eat.
And frolic around the city.
Yeah.
That definitely was about 20 pounds heavier back then.
Yeah. And a lot of bike riding, drunk bike riding at night, different than bike riding.
I can't do that.
What is your hangover cure? What do you drink the next day?
Gatorade, for sure. Gatorade and a bacon, egg, and cheese, minus the cheese. It works all the time.
Bacon, egg.
Why do you order bacon and cheese?
Minus the cheese.
Well, listen, I don't even have to say my order anymore. They know what I want.
I get
egg rice and turkey bacon. You know what I want.
Sausage and bacon on a roll and a cup of water. Yeah.
And that does it?
Yeah.
And I must be drinking way more than you guys because that wouldn't work for me.
No, the thing is that I stopped drinking around 4 and then I get home around like 8 or 9. So by the time that I actually go to sleep and like... I won't even wake up with a hangover. I kind of just ride the whole thing out.
It's impressive.
I don't even wake up with hangovers. I don't even drink.
That's good.
And I just like to smoke.
You're busy at Danny's getting pizza, making girls fall in love
with
you.
But that's like the high. That's the high thing right there. Like you can smoke and then go to Danny's and eat about 5 slices, and you'll feel satisfied.
Yeah, give a bottle of Hennessy to Remy and
I get crazy.
He's dancing on the table and everything.
I get crazy.
And me, I'll just eat like something greasy, like halal food or something like that. I'm not a picky eater at all, like whatsoever. Like you got scraps, I'm taking them. You know what I'm saying? So, any kind of scraps, I'm accepting. So.
What is on the horizon for y'all in the future?
Food wise or music wise?
In general, like music wise, how can people? Where can we look forward to hearing what you're doing? Tour dates, etc.
Well, we're going down to Austin. We have a show down at Chaos in Texas on June 2nd. And then we have Queens Day. Mass Appeal put on a nice gig at Irving Plaza called Queens Day. That's going to have Prodigy from Mobb Deep on the bill, Heems from Das Racist, The Beatnuts,
Big Baby
World's
Gandhi.
Fair, Big Baby Gandhi, Rob Swift.
That's on June 19th.
Yeah. And then... Yeah,
we'll be spamming all of you about that show. So
we'll be all over the place. And, you'll see us pop
also,
up.
Yeah, we also have the World's Fair Wednesdays going on up until June 19th in promotion for the show.
Well, so, June 13th is the last day.
Yeah,
that we'll be putting out music from World's Fair.
So where can people find out more about World's Fair?
TheWorldIsFair.com, and you can find everybody's stuff there. Our stuff. Prince Samo's stuff, Jeff Donna's stuff, Cody Beware's stuff. Yeah. And yeah, somebody made a random Tumblr called World's Fair Media, and it has like random photos and like little GIF images and like videos. I'm like, I ran into it this morning and I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Do they sell our merch too?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. I even seen it. I gotta check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and We're also gearing up for Prince's album,
Street Vice Roy.
Yeah, we're pushing that hard. So.
And then eventually Jeff will drop his, we'll drop the World's Fair album, and you know the future, future talk.
We're basically a record label without a record label. Let's put it that way.
And your website is cotnmusic.
.com,
right?
And you can get all the previous mixtapes on there, and then you can get on the Michigan website, you can get the Queens Revisited project.
I'll just say this, when you Google children of the night, the first thing that comes up is children of prostitution.
Yeah, but now...
Yeah, I'm sorry about
listen,
that.
Listen. But now we're second on the Google the Google Analytics.
My man's taking photos
we're
of
second
us.
On
like
there.
This.
So hey, before you had to go to like page three before not seeing any more of that child prostitution shit.
Right. So, okay, you're number two on there. And then Twitter, it's COTN... Music.
Yeah. And then we have our individual Twitters, which is at Lansky Jones.
At Nigel Nasty. Only because I can't get Nasty Nigel because Nigel Light Owler has it. And I don't like that dude. And every time I go on his page, I report it as spam.
Yeah, we gotta flag him till he gets up out of there.
At Nasty Nigel, I'm coming for you, son.
Yeah, and I'm at Remy Banks, no space. R-E-M-Y Banks. Yeah,
cool. We got a lot of things going on. We have something else in the works for quarter four 2012, but get into that a little later. Right now it's Queens Revisited.
Well, children of the night, thanks so much for taking the time to come on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
I hope that you release a romance book, cause you guys know what's
Love,
up
the novel.
How to date. And thanks to Joe Galarraga, Jack Inslee, the rest of the crew at Heritage Radio, and Roberta's. I'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Hey. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.